Welcome to the INS Estherthin, the annual conference. I'm Yaron, and with me, Mike Duran, which is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you actually was part of the panel about Iran, about U.S. sanctions on Iran, about the relations between the United States and Iran following the assassination of Qasem Soleimani. What's next, in your opinion?
Well, I think we're going to have a tense standoff until the elections in the United States. The Iranians are definitely not going to get into a serious bilateral negotiation with Trump until after the elections, because before the elections could bring to power a Democrat that would be more inclined to make concessions to them, to go back to the JCPOA or to something close to the JCPOA. But there may be negotiations anyway. They won't be serious negotiations. Both sides will negotiate in order to be seen to be negotiating, or be negotiating in order to get the benefits of negotiating without really trying to come to an agreement. Trump would want to do that because he's campaigning on a peace and prosperity platform, and he would like to present himself to the American electorate not as somebody who's going to take the country to war, but as somebody that's going to keep the peace. The Iranians might decide to capitalize on that desire of Trump in order to get the benefits of negotiation, which could be maybe a little bit of sanctions relief, or just to keep the United States from taking more extreme measures against them. Like there's actually been negotiations going on behind the scenes, mediated by the Europeans. People don't think of it that way, but it's basically been a negotiation. The administration was moving last May and June to pull all of the waivers that the U.S. Gives to the Europeans, the Chinese, and the Russians to do civil nuclear, what's euphemistically known as civil nuclear work with the Iranians, these cooperative ventures. And the under the U.S. sanctions legislation, the groups, the companies that do that work are not allowed, to engage with Iran, but the U.S. issues waivers that allow them to do that. And there's a pressure on the right in Congress to pull the waivers, and it was moving in that direction, and the Iranians managed to, through the Europeans, to get the administration to back off on that. That's not widely understood. So there's a kind of indirect negotiation going on all the time, and the Iranians have gotten some benefits from it.
What about Iraq? Do you think it's going to be a center of struggle between United States and Iran, or it's simply the incidents of the last month that brought us to focus on Iraq?
That depends a lot on the U.S. I mean, I think that the Iranians, they saw an opportunity in Iraq to make it an arena of contest with the United States, and I think they thought they could win. I think they thought they had enough power on the ground to win. The stakes are very high for them there, because the protest movement is seeking to oust the militias that Iran uses to impose its will on Iraq. I think the Americans are now, I think the Trump administration is paying more attention to Iraq. It was kind of an afterthought. Trump doesn't want, he differentiated himself in the election in 2016 from George W. Bush by criticizing the Iraq war. He doesn't want to be associated with Iraq. And so I think Iraq was an afterthought, but because of the events, there's, I think, a rethinking going on in Washington. How far that will go, I can't tell you. We have to watch it.
But you think there should be some kind of escalation or confrontation, maybe in other means, maybe by other sanctions?
Me personally, I absolutely think. I think that Iraq and Lebanon, that Washington should see them as arenas of major conflict with Iran, a major opportunity to put enormous pressure on them, opportunity that doesn't cost the United States much because there are people on the ground who are doing the work for us.
So let's put Israel in this context. Israel is putting a lot of pressure on the Iranians in Syria, all of these attacks to degrade or eliminate the Iranian efforts to build bases in Syria. So do you think that the United States is going to support more pressure in this regard, or maybe there will be actually an effort to reduce this tension?
I don't think there'll be an effort to reduce the tension, although you have to watch it. That's always possible. That was definitely existed under the Obama administration. And if Trump were to go to negotiations with the Iranians, you could see a return to that from the Americans. But I think in general, what you've seen in the Trump administration is a willingness to back Israel on whatever it wants to do in its interest in Syria. I haven't seen any signs of any effort to back the Israelis off. What you won't see, I think, is the United States working hand in glove with the Israelis in Syria. Maybe there's do some things in the eastern Syria to prevent Iran from completing the land bridge and things like that. But you won't see the United States taking any military operations or against Iran unless it's directly threatened by the Iranians.
Thank you very much, and thank you for watching. For more interviews and, of course, live broadcasts from the conference, you're invited to get into our website and also our social media. Stay tuned.